Presents USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay, gang, we're buzzing all APO and FPO numbers and asking the fighting men and women of all the United Nations to sit in with the American entertainment industry as it answers those commands to Command Performance, care of Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. Yes, sir, the old joint is really packed with stars tonight, and coming through the crowd to start your big show is one of the brightest of all the stars over Hollywood. Several times an Academy Award winner, America's great dramatic actress, and a favorite girlfriend of the AEF, your commanding officer of this Command Performance, Betty Davis.
Hello to you all. It's a great treat to have this date with you overseas men tonight. We have, as they say, a shindig lined up for you, so try and make believe that you're right here with us. That's how we want you to feel. We have a 440 floor show with you boys sitting in the ringside seats. So here we go. First, for Captain McCune of DeWitt, Iowa, and Sergeant Prideaux of Lynn, Massachusetts, now at 634, for that British mob out of GPO London, including Bogey, Curly, Mac, Stryker, Sharky, and Short Circuit, for the Jersey Boondogglers and Hut 19 in Iceland, for Lower Plate Jackson and the bridge builders of the 8th Marines, and for Corporal Applestone and the bathtub bosses at 928, here's the singing sensation of that Jimmy Durante, Gary Moore show, your stormy weather gal, Georgia Gibbs.
Comes around and I'm still feeling bad. The rain's pouring down, blinding every hope I have. It's pittering, pattering, beating and spattering. It drives me mad. I don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, I just can't get my poor self together. So weary all the time, so weary all the time. Now when he went away, the blues walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. I cannot go on. Everything in life is gone. Stormy weather. Together keeps raining all the time, keeps on raining all the
Georgia Gibbs, thank you very much, and thank you, 43rd Army Air Force's Band of Gardner Field. A short time ago, one Gary Moore dropped in by command of a lot of Marines and Coast Guarders who knew him back in the old days in Chicago radio circles. That first appearance on Command Performance has brought a rush of letters asking for an encore. So for the many friends of this outstanding radio comedian, we present a second Command Performance for Gary Moore.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my friends, and hiya, guys, and hiya to you, too, Miss Davis.
And hiya to you, too, Gary Moore. Welcome to your second Command Performance.
Yes, aren't I wonderful? Two Command Performances in 4 weeks. Just think, only 2,000 more, and I'll be even with Dinah Shore.
I hope you make it, Gary. But tell us something about yourself. Where were you born?
Well, Miss Davis, strictly speaking, I wasn't really born at all.
You weren't?
No, my parents filled in the last line of a limerick, and I was mailed to the house. That's a fact. I mean, I arrived on New Year's morning, as I recall it, and for 3 days, my father thought I was a hangover. Really a terrible shock to the old gentleman.
Yes, I can imagine. But what about your life? What have you done?
Well, for the first 3 or 4 months of my life, I didn't do much of anything. I just sort of lolled around in a semi-moist condition. Beating myself on the head with my rattle and loving every minute of it. But then I began to wonder about the world, about such things as the moon and the stars, and why there's a faucet drip.
Now, there's really a question. Tell me, why does the faucet drip?
Because it can't go... I don't know why you're laughing. It's really very simple.
Oh, it certainly is. Seems to me you've done a lot for such a small man.
Oh, well, Miss Davis, I've always been a small man, even as a baby. Why, do you know until the age of 7, my mother used my head for a darning egg? Yes, she did. Naturally, I grew tired of this treatment, so I ran away from home and got myself a job as an olive stuffer, in which capacity I would crawl through the olive, dragging the pimento behind me. Then it was that I decided to go into show business. And only 3 months ago, I came to Hollywood, where a group of movie executives assembled at the bus station voted me the man most likely to use the return portion of his round-trip ticket. I'm leaving in 2 weeks. It was really most disheartening.
Well, you seem to have the courage for it.
Oh, I suppose so. But then, if you care to hear about some real courage, let me tell you about a friend of mine. A new named Hugh.
A new... You mean G-N-U, Gunu?
Or a reasonably exact facsimile, yes. But I thought you ought to know about Hugh, because Hugh was a blue new, and he was married to a new named Sue, and Sue was a blue new, too. And every time that Sue called Hugh, she would coo, Yoo-hoo, Hugh, Yoo-hoo, Hugh, Yoo-hoo, and Hugh would coo, Yoo-hoo, Sue, you cute new you. Yoo-hoo, Sue, yoo-hoo. And they called each other early and often, did these two news, for they were very happily married. Only one little thing kept their marriage from being perfect. They both longed for the patter of tiny feet, the happy laughter of a little one about the home. Every evening, Hugh would come dashing home from a hard day's work of getting his name into crossword puzzles under the title of three-lettered animal. And Hugh and Sue would spend their evenings doing whatever blue news do. But still, at the end of 3 years, the only thing they had running around their house was a fence. So gradually they began to quarrel, did Hugh and Sue. Sue would coo, foo to you, Hugh, you, foo to you, Hugh. And Hugh would answer, and poo to you, Sue. You cute new you. In fact, poo-poo, poo-doo. One day, the whole picture changed. Hugh came storming home from work, just spoiling for a fight. And as the front door opened, there stood Sue, a lovely smile all over her face. And Hugh said, why, Sue, you're smiling. Is there something on your mind? And she said, yes, Hugh, I have news for you.
Thank you, Gary Moore. Now, men, something exciting is going to happen for a good many thousands of you. For example, Smokey Joe from Kokomo, now at APO 960, and Paul Hawk from the Coast Guard up there at Ketchikan, also Lieutenant Scott and the M3 mess over there at Leon Solent in England. And this event takes place in honor of Staff Sergeant Keith Fangman and the Gopher Medics at 937. But to go on with the show, we're pleased to have with us again tonight a girl who is becoming an institution on command performance, a Metropolitan Opera star and one of the finest voices in the world. Singing Falling in Love with Someone, we present Risa Stevens.
Very strange feeling I've never felt before. It's a kind of a grind of depression. My heart's acting strangely, it feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression. My pulse is madly without any cause. Believe me, I'm telling.
That was lovely.
Thank you, Betty.
Risa, I've been asked by several hundred men at an aerodrome in England to have you sing a certain song.
Is it classical, Betty?
Well, you might not sing it at the Metropolitan, Risa, but it's a classic to the Air Corps.
Miss Davis, I do believe that you're suggesting I sing the Army Air Corps song.
Not suggesting, it's an order, Risa, from the AEF.
On command performance, an order is an order. Captain, if you please. We go into the wild blue young, climbing high to the sky. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder, and a boy's tip of the gun. Down we dive, crowding our flame on yonder. Come along, we'll live, hey, and go down,
Stevens. And next, for the pill rollers of 877, for Sidney J. Gutman, who says he's on a stinky little island in the South Pacific, for 3.2 Tabor at 90, Ole Johnson and the Transport Command Gang in Tent 2 at 877, the Missouri Mules at 951, and the Rambling Wrecks at 503, you men at Christchurch, New Zealand, and you Army nurses everywhere, here's that red-hot quartet singing St. Louis Blues, the Delta Rhythm Boys.
I hate Diddy, didn't sun go down, dip, I hate Diddy, didn't sun go down, dip, but the gal I love, she done left this town, dip, feeling tomorrow like I feel today, dip. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my suitcase and make my getaway.
Sailor's woman with the diamond ring. Lead the man around by rape and string. If it wasn't for powder and snow for hair, that gal of mine wouldn't be nowhere, nowhere.
Got St. Louis blues, blues I can be. Got St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. That gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. You don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. Don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. Get out of my orchard and let my peach tree be.
Mississippi River long, deep and wide, I got to find my baby on the other side. Take me back to St.
Louis,
take me back to St. Louis. Take me back to St. Louis before I blow my top. I want a big fat mama to bring me gold, and I toss it in the mama to send my soul. Send me, mama. Give it up, baby, don't you know just what to do.
He's gotta go.
When you go, you gotta go.
To take it out of the old man.
Thanks, Delta Rhythm Boys. You know, men, this program is a little like Texas on a clear night, stars as far as you can see. The next star coming out for the AEF, America's beloved baritone, and a man who has made many trips to command performance, John Charles Thomas.
Goodbye and go to sleep. Honey lamb, now's the time for counting sheep. Daddy says since the day of your birth, you're sweeter than the sweetest honeysuckle on earth. Listen, hon, little stars that slept all day, John woke up just to pass the time away. Sandman from Slumberland will take you by the hand. So to dreamland go, till the roosters crow. So hush a boy, don't you cry, my honey lamb. You the sweetest honey lamb, what I am. Moonshine and bright in southern skies. Birds in the nest sing lullabies. Bullfrogs croaking down by the mill, serenading Miss Whippoorwill, while Mammy hums a tune on a June night to a sleepy head in the moonlight. Honey lamb, hush a by and go to sleep. Honey lamb, now's the time for counting sheep. Daddy, say, since the day of your birth, you're sweeter than the sweetest honeysuckle on earth. Listen, hon, little said, "Don, woke up just to light you on your way. Sandman from Slumberland will take you by the hand. So to dreamland go, till the roosters crow. So hush a boy, don't you cry, my honey lamb. Is the sweetest honey lamb what I am. My honey lamb."
Our thanks to John Charles Thomas for another command performance. Now, gentlemen of the AES, you're really in trouble. But remember, this is one of your own requests that I sing the song I sang in the picture, Thank Your Lucky Stars. Oh, no. I know you've heard Risa Stevens and John Charles Thomas tonight, and I don't see any reason why I shouldn't sing too, except for the fact that I have very little knowledge of music and no ability to sing. However, my song has a message which is more important than the singing. Thank goodness. My song is dedicated to you men in the service, and I hope it'll answer a question which I'm sure often comes to your mind. You've left a girl behind, and you wonder if she's loyal to you. You wonder if somebody else is taking your place. Men, I assure you, she is loyal. She's had to be. No one's taking your place. Because they're either too young or too old. You marched away and left this town as empty as can be. And I am like the driftwood in a deadly calm at sea. I can't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. For there is no secret lover that the draft board didn't discover. They're either too young or too old. They're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What good is in the army? What left will never harm me. They're either too old or too young. So, darling, you'll never get stung. Tomorrow I'll go hiking with that Eagle Scout, unless I get a call from Grandpa for a snappy game of chess. They're either too warm or too cold. They're either too fast or too fast asleep. So, darling, believe me, I'm yours to keep. There isn't any gravy, the gravy in the Navy. They're either too fresh or too stale. There is no available mail. I will confess to one romance I'm sure you will allow. He tries to serenade me, but his voice is changing now. They're either too bald or too bold. I'm down to the wheelchair and bassinet. My heart just refuses to get upset. I simply can't compel it to, with no Marines to tell it to. I'm either their first breath of spring, or else I'm their last little fling. I either get a fossil or an adolescent pup. I either have to hold him off or have to hold him up. The battle is on, but the fortress will hold. They're either too young or too old. remember this voice. She'll never, never fail you. While you are in Australia, or out in the Aleutians, or off among the Russians, and flying over Egypt, your heart will never beat it. And when you get to India, she'll still be what she's been, dear. She's looked the field over, and lo and behold, they're either too young or too old. Well, man, I'm afraid that's all for tonight, so we'll leave you to your own devices for another week. Perhaps when we sign off, lots of you will cuss us out for not having had time to answer each and every one of your wonderful letters. We've had an idea. Some night we're going to put on the show without a single comedian or singer or name band. We'll just have a solid half hour of APO numbers. I'd suggest, however, you don't hold your breath until we do. Many thanks for keeping in touch with all of us on Command Performance. And never forget for a minute how proud all of us in America are of the job you're doing for your country. This is Betty Davis saying good night, sending you our love from the USA. Here's to you guys.
And this is Ken Carpenter with a highly confidential bit of news. The Command Performance is arranged in cooperation with the Hollywood Victory Committee and is produced for you, men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations, by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.